Finding the right experts to help you grow your business is always a challenge. Chameleon Collective is a hybrid marketing service and consulting firm that is hyper-focused on growing businesses, from digital marketing to optimizing your sales efforts. Our experts drive results. Our work and track history, ranging from innovative startups to Fortune 500 companies, speaks for itself. Learn more by visiting chameleoncollective.com or call us at 1-800-914-0245 today.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in during our 29th year now, covering the latest in technology. All sorts of consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, you name it. If it's tech, we talk about it for 29 years now. And thank you, as I mentioned, for tuning in. Thank you even more so when you call in and participate on the program, not just because we send every caller that gets on the air prizes for joining us, but because you make the show. Your questions, comments, help for other listeners, your tech rage, whatever the case, we want to hear from you and get you on the program because you make the show. So thank you for joining us any number of ways. The best way is with the Into Tomorrow app, because you sound like you're right here in the studio, or you can use our website on any device with a browser and a microphone. So your phone, your tablet, your desktop, what have you. You can just visit us at intotomorrow.com and click on the Ask Dave red microphone on the right-hand side and join us that way. Or as some people like to call it, the old-fashioned way is calling our 800 number, any of these methods, anytime at your convenience, 24/7. But you can call 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. A global identity crisis has been emerging with a 71% spike in cyber attacks and billions of compromised credentials now accessible on the dark web. Because of this reason, we're delighted, unfortunately under the circumstances, but delighted to have with us the Strategic Threat Analysis Manager with IBM X-Force, Michelle Alvarez. Michelle, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty good. I know it is under unfortunate circumstances, but don't worry. Before we leave today, I'm going to arm your listeners with some things that they can do. But let's get into talking about what we're here to talk about.
And awesome. We appreciate that by all means. First of all, for those that don't get that big picture of the dark web, how do you describe the dark web?
Right. It's basically an evil part of the internet, right? It's where all the bad guys, the attackers, hang out, and they steal our information, or actually it's already stolen and it's available for purchase there. It's where they have conversations about all the malicious things that they're doing. That's part of what we're discussing today. We saw a 71% increase in the use of valid accounts to log into networks, valid accounts just being, your username and passwords to get into environments. And really the big issue here is that our online identity is just constantly expanding, right? We're subscribing to more online accounts. And what we're doing to a great extent, not calling anybody out, but many of us are actually reusing the same passwords across all of these accounts.
Oh, gosh.
And so, right. And so we started out talking about the dark web. All of this information is making its way to the dark web. And just for, a few dollars, how much would you think that, attackers could purchase thousands of credentials for? Some might think it's a lot of money. It's not. It's like $10. And they can purchase thousands of credentials. And they're banking on the fact that those credentials hold value if we reuse the same passwords across our accounts.
Wow.
And, the scarier thing is, right, if we're getting to the scary part of this, the more our identity is exposed, the more irreversible it is, right?
Yeah.
Dave, do you think you can call up a customer representative in the dark web and say, hey, you know, can you delete my information, please?
Yeah, right? Good luck.
Good luck, right? It doesn't work that way.
No.
You know, so unfortunately, that is what's going on. And that's the context in which we're having this conversation.
And of course, Michelle, when you're talking about our stolen information, it's everything that you can imagine, right? From banking info, which is scary enough, to dates of birth and social security and addresses and just way too much stuff.
Absolutely, right? Those credentials that they're stealing and where they're logging in, it's your email logins, it's your social media, it's your banking info, crypto wallets, right? Everything, you name it. Right. And we're seeing more and more that threat actors are logging in instead of hacking in to carry it out an attack. Why? Because it's the path of least resistance. Right. Why work harder, Dave?
Yeah.
If you can work smarter
and cheaper.
Right. It's cheaper. It's everything. Right. They're getting more ROI by logging in and not hacking in. Okay. And so the simplest way, of course, is using these credentials that are already out there. But we're also seeing a very alarming uptick in malware that is actually specifically designed to steal credentials. It's called info stealing malware, which, of course, that name makes sense, right? It's stealing our information. And in 2023, we saw a 266% rise in this particular activity, the use of info stealing malware to steal information.
Mm. And this is why, no doubt, there is kind of a global identity crisis that, as I mentioned, is emerging, but it's here.
Absolutely. This tactic, you know, just logging in accounted for 30% of the incidents that we saw last year. And so it's pretty significant. It's pretty significant because, again, I mentioned 71% increase year over year of this type of attack being used, but also we saw a 44% decrease in phishing. So clearly we're getting better at, you know, detecting phishing. But this is, again, why we're putting a spotlight on this particular method, right? They're using our logins, and we need to be able to kind of protect ourselves.
And I can't help but wonder, Michelle, is AI helping them and or us? As you say, we're getting better at detecting these kind of things, because it seems to be a double-edged sword, too. If the bad guys and gals, if you will, are using AI, is that the case? Do we know?
Yeah, with, you know, every technology that emerges, and AI is one of these emerging technologies that everybody is, you know, thinking about and talking about. And so, yeah, it is a double-edged sword, right? Because businesses, legitimate businesses, they're using AI, yes, to help defend against attacks, to use it, you know, marketers might use it for customer acquisition, you know, organizations are going to use it to sort of improve their processes and make their operations more efficient. But guess what? You know, attackers also operate in a business model, and they're going to leverage AI just the same way, right? But they're going to use it for bad. They're going to scale their identity-based attacks. They're going to use AI to maybe figure out, okay, who are the best targets? I'm sitting on all of this data that I just gleaned and purchased from the dark web. How can I leverage AI to bubble up the best targets to the top, the ones that I think are going to be most, or AI thinks will be most successful?
Yeah, you don't even have to think about it. Let the computer do the work. Yeah.
Let the computer do the work. It's all about the path of least resistance for them. They don't want to work harder. They want to work smarter. And they see the value, a potential value in AI. They're discussing it. They're exploring it. We saw over 800,000 posts related to AI on the dark web. So again, just tells us that they're interested in the technology just as much as we are. They're curious about how can I use it? You know, where can we use it? And so we really do expect to see some of this sort of manifest into some real threats this year.
Wow. And as if all of this isn't bad enough, extortion also enters into the picture, does it not?
Yeah, Dave, you know, extortion, it's just an objective, right? The large majority of attacks that we see are financially motivated. So, you know, that's the attacker's objective, essentially. It's their common goal, right? They either do that through ransomware, where they encrypt data and they hold it hostage in return for a ransom, or, you know, they're stealing data, right? I mentioned the info stealing malware, they're stealing data. And then they say, hey, if you don't give us this ransom, we're gonna, you know, leak it to the internet. So there's twofold there, right? In ways that attackers are extorting money from their victims.
Jeez. And of course, all of this brings us to you saving the day and telling us how can we protect our online identities.
Let me go get my cape.
Okay, yes. No.
Oh, wait, it's already on. Yeah. So there's, you know, and then all of this sounds so ominous, and we do this, right? We talk about the things up front that are very concerning, but, you know, we end with some things that we can do. So this is all, you know, not for naught. We can do some things that can really safeguard us against these attacks. So, you know, what's at stake? Your passwords are essentially the gatekeeper to the digital version of your wallet. So, okay, what do we have in our wallet? We have our credit cards, we have our IDs, you know, various insurance cards, et cetera. And so your online accounts are basically digitized versions of that. So I think if we think about it in that way, we can see the importance of it. And so we need to protect our passwords, right? Because that's the gatekeeper. So, you know, don't obviously share your passwords. I think many, you know, listeners are going to know that one, but, you know, do you know to not use the same passwords across your accounts? You know, let's take away the value that we're giving to these attackers by reusing the same passwords across accounts.
Right. It's bad enough if they can get into one of our accounts, but if you have different passwords and they're more difficult to use and remember for that matter, maybe. But the fact is, it's not as bad. Now you got to just deal with that bank and that issue, not every account you own.
Absolutely, Dave. Right. Yeah. So you take that step, you definitely make it that much harder for attackers, right? So that's what we're trying to do. Just make it hard for them. You know, think about, you know, what's your risk tolerance? Are you going to update your passwords every 3, every 6 months? There should be some sort of frequency, though. So I think that's, you know, user to user, what they decide to do. And then lastly, okay, so it's another little inconvenience, but, you know, minor compared to the inconvenience of your identity being stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Use multi-factor authentication. You know, this is just a second layer of verification or authentication. You know, maybe it's a code that comes to your phone. And so you take 2 steps to get into your account, right? Some people say, oh, I don't want to do that's too much. But, you know, it's worse if your identity is stolen. And again, the attackers, they're trying to look for the path of least resistance. So if you have MFA enabled, you know, you're that much more likely to protect yourself against a potential attacker.
Yes. And if you huff and puff because, oh my gosh, now I got to get my phone because they're sending a code. Well, as you said, Michelle, just imagine if you didn't do that and you had to rebuild literally your life, because that kind of is what it ends up being when somebody gets all of your info. And there are more ways to get more info, no doubt, right? If we visit your site.
Absolutely. Please, please, please. I encourage everyone to go to ibm.com/xforce. That's where you'll find our annual threat report. It goes into much more detail on all of the things that we discussed and additional threats that everyone should really be aware of.
Well, I tell you, with or without your cape, I hope we get you back on the show again, because you have a wealth of information. And yet at the same time, you can shock us into reality that is necessary. And we appreciate very much you spending a few minutes with us.
Absolutely, Dave. I'd be happy to come back anytime. Thank
Excellent.
You so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager with IBM X-Force. And it's ibm.com/X-Force. We'll get you there, of course, as we do with all of our guests, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. More to come right here on the Advanced Media Network.